All right. Well, welcome. I'm glad you're here. Do you know what day it is?
Sunday, the 17th of May. And today
Pentecost. One Sunday away from Pentecost. This is most certainly true. But today is not the sixth Sunday of Easter. It was the seventh Sunday of Easter until Jeremy forgot and I had to rewrite my sermon for Ascension. Not that we'll forgive or forget, but I'm glad it's Ascension Sunday. What does the word ascension mean? Eyes, absolutely. This is the day we remember that Jesus rose up. Yes. There's this guy named Jesus. And then he lived and he did all kinds of cool stuff, prayed with people, did all sorts of. Yep, and then he had a pretty good life right up until the crucifixion in which he was killed. And then he rose from the dead, but did he ascend?
No.
Nope. He hung out for a while with the disciples. 40 days he hung out with the disciples. And then on the last day, he took them out near Bethany, and he went up. But did he come back down? I think that's so weird. He went up and he didn't come back down. So I have a theory. If this is Ascension Sunday, we should be able to make things go up and not come down again, right?
Yes.
All right, let's give it a try because I think this is the day I've always wanted to jump. I can jump. Listen, not long ago, somebody didn't think I could do cartwheels and it turned out I could and it surprised them terribly. So if you throw something, if Jesus goes up, he should come back down, right? And so this being Ascension Sunday, it should just go right up. Don't you think? Are you ready?
I'll get the levitation thingy.
You'll get the levitation thingy. Watch some more TV, would you? Ready?
No, I'll grab me.
Well, it's Ascension Sunday. I wrote hard. I think so, too. Let's see if we can make it ascend. I just don't know. Ready?
Yeah.
Up a little higher. I don't understand. It's Ascension Sunday. In the first service, April is here. She's our property person. She was worried I'd throw it up into a light. Are you ready? Okay. One last time. If we can't get it to stick this time... You have a theory. Okay, you ready? Yeah, so did Newton. Why does this thing keep coming down?
Gravity.
Gravity. Are you telling me there was no gravity when Jesus was around?
No,
gravity's new. Yeah, I guess that's right. If there was no gravity when he was born, he would have just floated up and that would have been the end of the story. Yeah. Do you ever think about that? Well, I have a theory too, and it's not about gravity. Here's my theory. When we say that Jesus ascended from them, I got to thinking about, well, if he's just gone up and I think he did. Because you know what? When Jesus went up, when he ascended, he said also something really important. Right before he went up, he said, you know what? I'll be with you always. So in the ascension, Jesus doesn't just kind of go up and stick to the roof. It's not like he got caught on the rim at the basketball game and couldn't come back down. Jesus promised to be with us always. So I think even though it's Ascension Sunday, it's also that Jesus is still with us. He's with us in lots of different ways. He even promised the disciples, you know what? You're going to have the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus is with us there. So it wasn't that Jesus came down for gravity. It's really, in a way, even in the Ascension, Jesus never left. He's with you, and you, and you. In God's love, that wonderful thing, that wonderful power. Jesus promises the disciples and you to always be with us. And I think that's part of the ascension. Let's pray. Gracious God, though you have gone up, you are still with us even today. Bless us as we go on our way and help us always to remember that you are with us. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. You can go back to your places.